High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We've got the girls Class C1 Sub-District 6 basketball tournament tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on Fairbury in game number one. That'll be followed up by Adams Central and Fillmore Central tonight here on 1230 KHIS as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Collin. Coach, your ball club right now won 6 out of their last 7 ball games. Picked up a big win over Sutton last week. Looks like your team definitely on a roll about the right time. It's postseason time.
Well, we sure hope so that we're on a roll and can carry that momentum into tonight and hopefully Thursday night if we win. But and we better be ready to play because Fairbury is a good team, and we watched them last night. They do some really nice things here and there, and we can't go out there and slop it up and expect to win. We have to come ready to focus and ready to play.
Talk about the last part of your season. It seems like ever since about the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, you guys have come on.
Well, we have, and I think that's a lot of due to a lot of the games we had in the midseason portion of our schedule, the Bellevue East, the Aquinas, the Lincoln Christian, Bishop Newman, you know, all those games packed in there. You know, you throw Kearney Catholic and Southern Valley. So we faced a lot of really good teams. And I think our basketball game just elevated that much as we went through the season. So we got a little bit of a hot streak the last part of the season, a lot different than last year coming into districts. And we're hoping that that's one thing we can kind of lean on.
Is there one major aspect of your team that's kind of turned around here the past couple of weeks or just everything in general?
Well, I think we're just getting more consistent here and there. We're doing the same things on offense, the same things on defense. I think our players are just understanding that their roles a little bit more, and our scorers understand that they got to keep shooting the ball. And defensively, I think that's one thing we lean on a lot because we play pretty good defense, and hopefully we will keep that going tonight.
Your last win, the last time on the floor, was over a very good Sutton team, 49-48. It come from behind win. Obviously, a big confidence boost going into the sub-districts.
Well, it was, and it was a big game for us because the girls know Sutton girls so well and know them by first-name basis and see them all summer, and they talk to them on the phones and things like that. But you know, you always want to win your last game going into districts, and we did that. And so hopefully, you know, it's all based on hopes tonight that we go out there and play well, but hopefully we will do that tonight.
Heading east here for the 2009-2010 season as far as the subs are concerned. Seeing some different opponents here this weekend.
Yeah, and at Fairbury, we've never played them before, and we didn't know a lot about them, and I got a couple films from some teams, and we came and scouted them last night. And so hopefully we've learned enough to understand what they want to do and can kind of counter that a little bit. But you know, they have some nice players. It's a tall team. You know, they're not extremely huge at one spot, but they have four or five girls that are 5'11", 5'10", 6 foot, and so that can make it a problem.
Another semifinal game tonight, of course, Adams Central, a team you saw a couple of weeks ago, beat the Patriots. And then the Fillmore Central, a team that normally you play, didn't play them this year, but a common opponent from years gone by.
Well, we did play Fillmore Central this year and beat them by 14. So, you know, very two good opponents that we know very well on the other side. And so we just want to advance and move on, and that's the name of the game this time of year. You just want to survive the game you're in, win by 1 point or more, and keep going to the next one.
Which was it take to win a sub-district like this and move on to the districts?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that people don't emphasize enough is the shooting aspect. You have to put the ball through the hoop. You have to score points. No matter what kind of defense you play, no matter how well you pass it and rebound, you still have to put the ball through the basket because the final stat after the buzzer sounds is points. That's the only one that matters. And so, you know, we have to do a good job. You know, we're not going to shoot 60%, but if we can shoot in the 40s, then I'll be pretty happy.
Have you been happy with the shooting for your team this year?
Well, of course, you always can see things that we should have made that shot or we should have made that layup. And you watch the films and you say, well, we do that in practice every day. And so, you know, over the course of the year, yeah, we've been pretty happy. But you know, there's always room for improvement. And it's a little different than baseball. You're shooting for 50%, not 33% or 300. And so, you know, we're just going out there and just give it a try, the old college try, as they say.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Fairbury tonight as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips that sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle. His ball club getting set to take on Fairbury tonight in the opening round of the C16 sub-district basketball tournament here in York. Fairbury, a team that comes in 8 wins, 12 losses on the season. They beat Wilbur last night 59-46 in the play-in game, so to speak, of the sub-district tournament. Looks like they're led by a girl, Mandy Osborne, had 18 points last night.
Yeah, she's a real good shooter. She's a 5'10 junior, and she just has a nice stroke from the outside, shoots the three ball a lot. Anytime she's open, she's looking to shoot. And so we've told the girls that, and they know that she's going to be one of their main weapons. And then you look at Kaylee Cromer. She's another 5'11 junior who's very athletic and can get to the basket once in a while. And they do a nice job cutting through and posting up. And so we're going to have our hands full on defense. We're going to have to really pressure their guards and force them into a higher tempo than they're used to playing.
What type of team is this? So what would they like to do?
Well, I think they want to slow it down a bit. They don't want to run necessarily. But, you know, then again, last night they pressed Wilbur and wanted to force the tempo on defense. And so we'll see kind of the first few minutes how they handle things and how they make adjustments. But you know, they just offensively they run a 5-wide offense, and the passer usually cuts through. And they do a nice job of taking care of the ball. They didn't have a lot of turnovers last night. And so it's a case where we have to take care of business.
You mentioned adjustments. That's kind of the story of the game when you get to sub-districts, isn't it? Which team can adjust to the other team?
It is, and it's like a chess match. You know, they'll probably throw some zone at us, and we may throw a little of them and just try and get them a little bit off-kilter and out of their comfort zone. And that's what you want to do this time of year. And that where we talked about shooting earlier, that's one thing that you try to force them to do things that make the shooting percentages drop, and so you can maybe have that 6.8-point run.
We can try to run these guys a little bit tonight to see if that's their comfort zone.
Well, I think that's what we always want to do. You know, we have so much speed and use our depth a little bit. Hopefully them playing last night will help us out a little bit in that aspect. But, you know, you have to get stopped on the defensive end somehow to get out and run. And so that's one thing we focused on.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings St. Cecilia in Fairbury tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to York High School tonight, the girls' class C1 sub-district 6 basketball tournament on 1230 KHAS. Doubleheader for you tonight. We got both semifinal games. Game number one, Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Fairbury. That'll be followed up by Adams Central against Fillmore Central tonight at 7:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in a record of 12 wins, 7 losses on the season. Fairbury is 8-12. The Jeffs played the play-in game, so to speak, last night. They beat Wilbur Claytonia by the score of 59-46. Hastings St. Cecilia has won 6 out of the last 7 ball games, including their last 4. Wins over Grand Island Central Catholic, Lincoln Lutheran, Adams Central, and a knockout Sutton in the final ball game of the regular season, 49-48. So it's the Hawkettes and the Fairbury Jeffs here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Ball game just now getting underway. There's a tip in the center circle. The ball is controlled by St. Cecilia. Hawkins, the home team, they're the number one seed here in this sub-district basketball tournament in York. And St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our left. As action gets underway, Fairbury will open up in a zone defense. There's an entry pass in the lane. It's going to be picked off right off the bat. Picked off there by Mandy Osborne for Fairbury. That's the first turnover in St. Cecilia. Hawkins are averaging 16 turnovers per ball game to turn it over on their first possession here tonight. St. Cecilia will start off in the man-to-man defense. Here's Ely with the ball on the right sideline. They get it back around the ring. That's a Cromer. Cromer takes it to the far sideline down to a Kylie Cromer, a pair of Cromers out there. There's a shot down low. It's going to be up and in. Emily Steele scores here for Fairbury. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And the Jets are out on top with a score of 2-0 here in the contest. Abby Jackson with the ball. The Farmer comes across the top. Libby Kissinger. Fairbury stays in that zone. Cross-court pass goes to Abby Jackson to Sharice Farmer. Now over here to Kissinger, 4-3. Shot is up there, top of the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, earns, follow shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Fairbury. Jets have a 2-0 lead in the basketball. Down the near sideline they come. Cromer's got it back outside, inside the free throw circle. The shot is up and in. Emily Steele has hit a couple of field goals here in the ball game, and St. Cecilia falls behind in the contest. It is 4-0. Fairbury has got the lead. There's a shot down low underneath the basket, up and in. Caitlin Ernst. Ernst gets the Hawkettes on the scoreboard. Pressure now by St. Cecilia here in backcourt. Pressure, double team. There's a steal now by Sharice Farmer. Tries to go into the lane to Abby Jackson. Ball tipped away, and it is picked up by Fairbury. And now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Mandy Osborne came down with it there for Fairbury, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Kissinger of Easting St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first and the first team foul on the Hawkettes. 6:23 to play here in the first quarter. Easting St. Cecilia is down in the ball game. 4-2 is the score. There's a long baseball pass down the floor. Ely grabs it. But circles around against the Farmer. Won't put up a shot. Now takes it into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good. Meg Ely scoring there for Fairbury. And the Jets have surprised the Hawkettes here early in the contest. 6-2 is the score. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Libby Kissinger, entry pass into the lane. Her shot up and in. Lexi Schmidt scoring there for St. Cecilia. Now 6-4. We have played a couple of minutes here in the first quarter from York High School, the girls' Class C1 Subdistrict 6 basketball tournament. Now Fairbury's having problems here on the near sideline, and they call a timeout. Jeffs having problems bringing the ball up to 4 there, and the Jeffs will call a timeout. 5:56 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Fairbury 6, Hastings St. Cecilia 4.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
All right, play is back in. Fairbury brings the ball up against the pressure. There's a pass to the far sideline. It's going to be picked off by Kissinger. Kissinger to Jackson. Free throw line jumper is up there. It is no good. Not up for the rebound. Now we got a jump ball called. So Fairbury has turned the ball over twice already against the St. Cecilia backcourt defense. A jump ball called, and that last rebound is going to go to Fairbury on the alternating jump. 5:40 remaining here in the first quarter. It is a 6-4 ball game. St. Cecilia trailing in the contest. There's Mandy Osborne. She is the leading scorer of the team here for Fairbury as the basketball stripped away. Picked up here by Sharice Farmer. Long pass down the right sideline. They hit it to Jackson. Third turnover on Fairbury here in the ballgame. Farmer comes to Kissinger. Entry pass to Schmidt. Back outside. Farmer takes the three-pointer. Shot is up and in. Sharice Farmer hits the three ball. She has knocked down only 22% of her three so far this year, but she's averaging 7.5 points per ballgame. St. Cecilia has had their first lead of the ballgame, 7-6. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the first quarter from York High School here tonight. There's a Kylie Cromer with the ball down the near side. It's going to be picked off again. Abby Jackson brings it back 3-on-3. Jackson kicks it out to Farmer, fakes the three, and now a traveling violation is called on Farmer. There's that little ball fake. Looked like she wanted to go up for the three-pointer and took off down the lane. And a traveling violation is called on St. Cecilia. Three turnovers now in the Hawkettes in the ball game, 4 for Fairbury. 7-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead with 4:57 to play. And now we've got another timeout called here by Fairbury as Kylie Cromer was having problems inbounding the ball on the far sideline. So Fairbury has burned two timeouts here in the first 3 minutes of the first quarter. We'll take a break. It's 4:57 left in the clock in the first period. It's now St. Cecilia 7, Fairbury 6.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service. Old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Fairbury with the ball here in backcourt. They're trailing in the ball game by the score of 7-6. There's Jensen Cromer brings the ball across the 10-second line. Finally, they get it into the offensive scoring zone. Steele has now got the ball. Entry pass comes inside. Mandy Osborne spins, and she is the hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Mandy Osborne is their leading scorer. She's averaging 9.7 points and 7.3 rebounds per game. Osborne, the 5'10" junior, had 18 points last night in their play-in game victory over Wilbur Claytonia. Last foul goes on Jackson of St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first and the second team foul on the Hawkettes. Fairbury plays things in the corner. Cromer shot it up and in. This is Jensen Cromer. They also have a Kylie Cromer out there for Fairbury. Now the Jets reclaim the lead. It is 9-7 as they fire up the three ball from that right corner by Cromer. So 9-7 the score now. Fairbury's got the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Back out of here in three-point territory. Cherise Farmer comes over the wing. Tessa Kalupa, who's into the ball game now. Kalupa kicks it back out to Farmer here in three-point territory. Lobs it to Lexi Smith and down low. A shot by Gaspers is up there no good. And the rebound comes down to Fairbury. Jumps runner back the other way. Jensen Cromer with the ball. Dribbles to the elbow. Left side of the lane to Ely. Now back outside. Mandy Osborne has got it. Comes across the top to Cromer. St. Cecilia, the man-to-man defense. Here's a pass down the near sideline. Down in the corner. It's out of bounds. Turnover number 5 already on Fairbury. John Kyle watched the Jets last night against Wilbur Claytonia and said the Jets did not turn the ball over a whole lot, but St. Cecilia has forced 5 turnovers here in the first quarter. Hawkins are down in the ball game by a score of 9-7. Tessa Kaluspa goes over in the far side. It's over the head of Gaspers out of bounds. So St. Cecilia turns over for the fourth time in the first quarter. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the opening period. St. Cecilia with some backcourt pressure back here. Cromer will play things into a Jensen Cromer, and she will bring things up against Cherise Farmer. Jensen dribbling with the ball back here. Dribbles behind his screen. Now gets it across the midcourt stripe there to Meg Ely. She takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose here on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and now we got a foul call. Rick McWhorter finally got a hold of it there for St. Cecilia, but a foul is going to be called in backcourt, and Meg Ely of Fairbury, that's going to be her first, and the first team foul in the Jets. Nick Vernon comes into the ball game now for Fairbury, replacing Emily Steele. So Vernon is into the ball game now. A 5'10" junior. 9-7 to score. St. Cecilia down by 2 points. Hawkins with the ball. Cherise Farmer comes to Abby Jackson across the top, down in the corner. Tessa Kalupa out of Jackson as they work against his zone. Jackson comes across the top. Libby Kissinger over to Jackson on the left side of the lane. Back to Farmer. Rather to a Kissinger out here in 3-point territory. Lobs it to the near side to Jackson. Her shot for three is good. Abby Jackson from the near sideline scores there. And the Hawkins now reclaim the lead. 10-9 is the score on the three-pointer by Abby Jackson. Now a double dribble violation in backcourt here on Kylie Cromer of Fairbury. 6 turnovers on the Jets here in the first period. 10-9. Hawkins have a 1-point advantage. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Opening period. Here's Tessa Kalupa for 3. Her shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Cromer for Fairbury. Pass comes to the other side to Jensen Cromer. She'll bring things up. She falls down against Jackson, and Jackson is going to be hit with a foul. That's going to be the second one on Abby. I don't know if Abby even touched her. She just kind of fell down as she came across the 10-second line, and they charge Abby with a personal foul. So 2 fouls now on Abby Jackson. She's going to have to check out. Here comes Farmer into the contest now for head coach John Kyle. 2:38 remaining here in the first quarter. 10-9 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 1-point advantage. They lob it from the far sideline into the lane to Mandy Osler, and she lays it in. First field goal of the ball game for Mandy, and Fairbury reclaims the lead now at 11-10 in a seesaw battle here in this first quarter. They lob it to the free throw line to Gaspers, and she is hit from behind, and a foul is called on Sydney Schroeder. Schroeder picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 2 on the Jets here in the first period. Non-shooting situation, St. Cecilia will play things in. Cherise Farmer, left side of the lane, bounce pass out to Kissinger. Kissinger holds the ball, entry pass to Gaspers, splits a couple of defenders, down in the corner, Kalupa. Kalupa back outside to Kissinger, drives it into the lane, throws it on the wing, Farmer for 3, shot is up there, it's no good, it's ripped out of there by Jensen Cromer. Cromer's got it now for Fairbury, here in backcourt, double team. Cromer still dribbling, finally brings it across the big court stripe, circles around and then throws the ball away. Got it into the forecourt and then threw the basketball away, trying to get it to Nicole Vernon. And Fairbury turns it over for the 7th time in the first quarter. 1:57 to play. Opening period, 11-10 is the score. Fourth-seeded Fairbury with a lead over the top-seeded St. Cecilia Hawkettes here in the second ball game, actually, the C1 Sub-District 6 basketball tournament. Played the play-in game last night. Here's Lexi spinning the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fairbury. Jeffs with the basketball here in backcourt to Mandy Osborne. Osborne picks up the dribble and finally gets it across the 10-second line to Nicole Vernon. Bounce pass into the lane. They get it to Cromer. Her pass outside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by St. Cecilia Chanel Farmer. Farmer gets it away now. That's Kissinger. Comes across the top. Over on the wing on the right side to Cherise Farmer. Now to Kissinger again. Over here on the wing, Chanel Farmer. Dribbles to her left. She's double-teamed. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Mandy Osborne. The fifth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. 11-10, Fairbury has got a one-point lead. Here's a Jensen Cromer down the far side. Now a jump ball is called. Getting their hands in it for St. Cecilia was Cherise Farmer. She ties up the Fairbury Jets. Possession arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So Fairbury has turned the ball over nine times against the St. Cecilia defense here in the first quarter alone. And it is 11-10. St. Cecilia trailing here in the ball game. Hawkettes have the ball, though. Entry pass inside. Schmidt shot is up there from point-blank range. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. St. Cecilia, 4 out of 11, shooting the ball here in the first half. Fairbury, 5 out of 6 thus far. The Jets have been hurt with their turnovers. They've got 9 so far in the ball game. Here's Farmer in the lane. Gets it to Ernst, now on the wing. Libby Kissinger, shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Cromer for Fairbury. So the Jets come back the other way. 39 seconds to play. They have another turnover as they throw the ball out of bounds. That was Vernon in the lane. She was open there for a second, but they threw it over her head out of bounds. 10 turnovers on the Jets. 11-10 the score. A.C. St. Cecilia down by a point here. End of the contest now for St. Cecilia, Tessa Kalupa. Coming out is going to be Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia 12-7 on the year. Fairbury is 8-12. St. Cecilia the number one seed. Fairbury the number four seed here in the sub-district tournament. From the corner, Tessa Kalupa for three. Shot good. Tessa Kalupa knocks down the three ball from deep in the right corner. And St. Cecilia goes out on top now by a score of 13-11. The Hawkettes have fired up three successful three-pointers in the ballgame and only two 2-point field goals. 13-11, Hawkettes have the lead again. Here's Schroeder with the ball over in the wing, the left side to Barber, who's into the contest. Bounce pass deflected. Barber grabs it. Now she's tied up in the play by Farmer. Jump ball is called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Fairbury, so the Jets will play things in. 4.6 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia with the lead over Fairbury. 13-11 is the score. And the Jets will play things in underneath their own basket to the right side. Holding it will be Cromer. She'll look to play things in. Finally does so off to Barber. Down to the near side to Ely, and she throws the ball. Nope, it's tapped out of bounds. Well, you see, they signaled Fairbury's way, but they really meant St. Cecilia. Turnover on the Jets, and St. Cecilia will play things in with a minute, or actually 1.7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. They get things in to Farmer. She launches from backcourt. The shot is up there. It's no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So kind of a rugged, sloppy first period, but Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Fairbury Jets here in the girls' C16 sub-district basketball tournament from York High School. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 13, Fairbury 11.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at York High School. This is the C16 sub-district basketball tournament tonight here on 1230 KHAS. First game of two. We'll also carry the Adams Central Fillmore Central ball game coming up next. Fairbury beat the number 5 seed last night, Wilbur Claytonia, 59-46. St. Cecilia, the number 1 seed. Adams Central, the number 2 seed. Fillmore Central, the number 3 seed. Winners will play in the sub-district final coming up on Thursday night at 7:30 here at York High School. St. Cecilia with the advantage here, 13-11, as we get the second quarter underway. Hawkins with the opening possession of the period. Here's Lexi Schmidt, takes it up to the elbow, right side of the lane. Nearly lost the ball, but it's picked up here by Cherise Farmer. Now to Libby Kissinger. Spins to the free throw line, down the lane. Bounce pass goes over on the right side to Alexi Schmidt. Back outside to Farmer. Drives to the hole. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Emily Steele now for Fairbury. Gets it away to Jensen Cromer. Right hand to dribble across the timeline. Down this near side as she works against Farmer. There's an entry pass. They get it to Cromer. Back out to the free throw line to Steele. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Cromer. Follow shot good. Kylie Cromer gets the offensive board of the foot back for Fairbury. And all of a sudden, the Jeffs have tied things back up at 13 points apiece. We're in the first half with 7:05 to play. Here in this first half, Caitlin Ernst with the ball. Gets it over to Libby Kissinger. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out here to Lexi Schmidt. Moves to her right. Fires up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Steele for Fairbury. Emily Steele with the ball now for the Jeffs. Gets it away to a Jensen Cromer. Cromer across the midcourt stripe to her sister, Kylie Cromer, now down on the baseline. Here's a shot by Ely. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Cromer. Her shot is no good over the rim. And the rebound comes down to Tessa Kalupa of Hastings St. Cecilia. Kalupa dribbles to the top of the key. Goes over to Lexi Schmidt in the wing. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Farmer has got it. Dribbles once. Now in trouble. Sends it back down low. It's missed on it here by Schmidt. Picked up by St. Cecilia's Tessa Kalupa. Now a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to go here in Fairbury. It's going to go in Jensen Cromer. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number three. Rick McWhorter into the ball game. Abby Jackson comes in. Audrey Gaspers comes in now. For head coach John Kyle. 6:23 to play in the second quarter. We are tied up at 13 points apiece here tonight. Here's Abby Jackson deep in the corner. Breaks it back out to Libby Kissinger. Open for three. Takes the shot. That one rims off no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up right side of the lane there by Mandy Osborne for Fairbury. She takes it down the far side, gets it into the offensive zone. Meg Ely with the ball now. Ely comes out to Cromer. Cromer nearly steps into the backcourt as she works against Jackson. There's a pass right side. Mandy Osborne, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. Kylie Cromer gets the offensive board in the putback. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 15-13. Fairbury with a two-point lead. Abby Jackson with the ball now for St. Cecilia, and she's going to be fouled out here in three-point territory by Meg Ely. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four on the Jeffs here in this first half. Sydney Schroeder comes into the ball game now, replacing Ely. Schroeder had 10 points last night in the win over Wilbur Claytonia, averaging 2.7 in the season. 5:43 to play here in the second period, 15-13 the score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by a couple of points. Here's Libby Kissinger. Bounce pass to Brick McWhorter. Has troubles with it. Comes out of the three-point territory, gets it under control. Goes over to Abby Jackson. Jackson down to Schmidt, deep in the corner, right side. Out to Kissinger in three-point territory. Kissinger looks, comes over to Jackson, open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Abby Jackson with her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points. Jackson averaging 8.9 in the season. And St. Cecilia now is a 16-13 lead over Fairbury. There's a steal now by Jackson on the near sideline. Races the ball back in the offensive zone to Kissinger. Entry pass inside to Gaspers. Turnaround jumper is going to be knocked out of her hands and is taken down here by Fairbury. Jensen Cromer has got it now for the Jeffs. He brings it back all the other way. Goes down in the corner to Schroeder. Now back outside to Mandy Osborne. Picked up there by Schmidt. Entry pass to Steele. Her shot's deflected. It is loose. Picked up on the baseline. A shot up and in. Kylie Cromer. She gets her third field goal of the ball game. 17-16. Fairbury now with a one-point advantage. St. Cecilia back with the ball. There's Alexi Schmidt, 15 feet away from the basket. Goes out to Abby Jackson. Jackson out to Kissinger. Dribbles behind her back at the top of the key. Knocks down a defender. Comes over here instead over to Brooke McWhorter. McWhorter dribbling out in three-point territory to Kissinger on the far sideline. Entry pass to get it inside to Schmidt. Spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebounded down on the baseline here by McWhorter. Her pass deflected away. It is picked up by Jackson. Now Audrey Gaspers at the free throw line. That is Jackson. Jackson to Libby Kissinger. Bounce pass inside. They get it to Schmidt. Back outside to Abby. 4-3. Shot is up there. That's going to be no good. And the ball chased down here on the near sideline. Cromer has got the ball now for Fairbury. 17-16. The Jeffs have the advantage. And Cromer is now going to be tied up in the play. Going over her back was Libby Kissinger, and they called the jump ball. Libby just kind of climbs her back, and they called the jump ball. The arrow pointing in favor of Fairbury, so the Jeffs will play things in, but Libby may have got away with a non-call right there, as Fairbury will play things in with 3:52 to play in the second quarter. 17-16, the Jeffs hanging tight here in this first quarter, or actually the first half now. We're in the second period. There's a shot from the far sideline by Cromer. It's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa gets it away now to Sharice Farmer. Into the offensive zone again. Farmer wide open for three. Takes a shot and misses. Rebound to Tessa Kalupa, not Abby Jackson. Jackson puts it on the floor, dribbles outside. Chanel Farmer angles toward the basket, puts up a running one-hander. Shot no good. Farmer with a rebound to Brick McWhorter. Over on the baseline on the right side, that's Sharice Farmer on the wing. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Tessa Kalupa. Offensive rebound, Farmer goes back up. That shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. Back outside, Kalupa for three. That shot no good. Ball tapped out, picked up by Sharice Farmer. They keep it alive here for the Hawkettes. How many chances they are getting here? Abby Jackson with the ball down for St. Cecilia. Over here to Chanel Farmer. Lob pass inside, a jump ball is called. They got it down low on the block to Britt McWhorter, and she is tied up on the play there by Mandy Osborne. And this time the arrow pointing in favor of Fairbury. That's a turnover on St. Cecilia. So after they had four or five shots at the bucket there, they finally get a jump ball called down low. And the arrow was pointing in favor. Well, they're going to give it to St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes are going to have another chance here. They pointed Fairbury's way, but they're going to give it to St. Cecilia. Here's Jackson for three. Her shot's going to be an air ball. St. Cecilia saves it from going out of bounds. It is loose on the baseline. Now we got a jump ball or a foul call here. It's going to be a personal foul call. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be her first. There's an inbounds pass. It's going to be intercepted here in backcourt by Kalupa, and then she's whistled for the fouling violation. We've seen our share of turnovers here in the first half. Fairbury's got 13 unofficially. St. Cecilia with 8. 17-16 is the score. Fairbury has got a one-point lead over the Hawkettes tonight. They're in the C16 sub-district basketball tournament from York High School. It's going to be Fairbury inbounding the ball. Cromer has got it now. They come to the near sideline. That's Ely with it now. Takes it down on the baseline. Jump pass. Back outside. They send it down to the left side to Vernon. Her shot is going to be short from 15. The ball is out of bounds, and it's going to be Fairbury ball. Last touch there by Lexi Schmidt of St. Cecilia. So the Jets will play things in. 2:40 to play in the second period. 17-16. The Fairbury Jets out on top. Inbounds pass comes to Vernon. Now back outside. It's Miranda Barber with the ball. Barber goes over to Ely. Free throw line extended left side. Down in the corner to Barber. Entry pass down. Low shot is up and in. That's going to be Kylie Cromer. She's now got 8 points in the basketball game. She had 11 last night as he beat Wilbur Claytonian in the play-in ball game. Fairbury now with a three-point lead. There's a shot from the right block. No good. Rebound Ernst. Follow shot. No good. She's fouling the play. So a personal foul called here on the Jets. It's going to go on Nicole Vernon. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on Fairbury. Going to the free throw line will be Caitlin Ernst for St. Cecilia. She scored 2 points so far tonight on the field goal. This will be the first free throw of the night. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Caitlin on the season, a 31% foul shooter. She is now 7 out of 23 from the stripe. St. Cecilia is a team knocking down 60% of their free throws so far this year, 39% from the field, 28% from three-point territory. Next shot by Ernst is up there. That one is down through the hole. So St. Cecilia draws closer here. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the second period. 19-17 to score. The fourth-seeded Fairbury Jets with a lead over top-seeded Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight as the Jets will bring the ball up. That's a Jensen Cromer. Races in into the offensive zone down the left sideline and now circles back around out near the 10-second line. They will move it to the right side of the floor. Cromer has still got the ball. Now they get it inside to Kylie Cromer. Back out to Osborne. Her shot from the top of the key. No good. Offensive rebound by Steele. Follow shot is up and in. Emily Steele scores there for Fairbury. She's now got 3 field goals. Steele is 6 foot and a senior. She's had her share of offensive boards so far here in this contest. 21-17 to score. Fairbury leading by 4 points. Here's the ball deflected out of bounds on the far side there by Kylie Cromer. A minute and 44 seconds to play. Second period. Fairbury 21, Hastings St. Cecilia 17. Girls sub-district basketball here tonight. Sharice Farmer with the ball in the wing on the right side. Entry pass, they get it to Lexi Schmidt. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Ernst. Follow shot is up there, no good. She's fouling the play. So Caitlin Ernst with a couple of offensive points in the past two possessions. And now Kylie Cromer is the guilty party for Fairbury. Picks up her first. That's going to send Ernst back to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. She hit one of two there just seconds ago. A minute and 32 seconds to play. Second quarter, 21-17. Fairbury with the lead. Shot from the free throw line by Hurst is going to be no good. He's now 1 out of 3 from the stripe. And Hurst will have one more. Down at the scorer's table, Brooke McWhorter for St. Cecilia. I think she wants to check in for Hurst. As she waits as Caitlin puts this free throw up, it's going to be around the rim and down. So she is 1 of 2. Now Hurst is going to check out. Here comes Brooke McWhorter into the ball game. Audrey Gasper is going to check in as well for Tessa Kalupa. 21-18, Hastings St. Cecilia is down by 3 points. 1:32 to play here in the second period. Jensen Cromer with the ball for Fairbury. He gets it to the 10-second line to Mandy Osborne. She straddles that midcourt stripe. Gets it into the offensive zone. Now to Cromer. They work it back around the right side to Schroeder. Schroeder down to Mandy Osborne, top of the key. Wing on the left side to get it to Cromer. Entry pass is going to be intercepted. Turnover number 14 on Fairbury. Coming out of there with the basketball is Cherise Farmer. Dribbles down on the baseline, left side of the lane here. Bounce pass comes out to Brooke McWhorter. Inside the paint again. Here's Lexi Schmidt. Her shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound to McWhorter. Has it stripped away. It's picked up by Steele. Steele has got it now for Fairbury. 55 seconds to play here in the second period. 21-18. Here's a bounce pass. Intercepted again, right side of the lane. Picked off by Libby Kissinger. Now some contact made in back court. And a foul is going to be called here on Sydney Schroeder. Second foul on Schroeder. That's going to be team foul number 7 now in Fairbury. So this will be a 1-1 situation back the other way for St. Cecilia. 48.9 seconds to play. We're in the first half. St. Cecilia is trailing Fairbury tonight 21-18. Libby Kissinger to the free throw line. Kissinger, a 46% foul shooter. St. Cecilia just 1 out of 12 from the field in the second period. There were 5 out of 14 in the first quarter for 36%. 21-18 on score. St. Cecilia down by 3, but Kissinger to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That shot is around the rim, dances on the back iron, and goes down through the hole. Kissinger averaging 6 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. 21-19 now. The Hawkettes down by a couple of points. Here comes the next shot by Kissinger. It's in the air and good. St. Cecilia has been on a tear as of late. They have won 6 out of their last 7 ball games, losing only to number 1 ranked Bishop Newman down the stretch. 21-20, St. Cecilia down by a point. Emily Steele has got the ball. Out here in 3-point territory, gets it away now to Jensen Cromer. Cromer picked up out there by Chanel Farmer. There's a pass down in the corner. Nobody's home. Goes out of bounds. Another turnover on Fairbury. That is 16 in the first half alone. 16 turnovers. They've got 21 points on the board. And now St. Cecilia can go out on top here with a field goal. As we are under 30 seconds to go, Chanel Farmer angling toward the basket, puts up the shot left-handed. It's good. Chanel Farmer scores there for St. Cecilia. That's her first field goal. And the Hawkettes are now leading by a score of 22-21. Hawkettes have scored the last 5 points in the ballgame. And there's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it was Brooke McWhorter. Could not get it under control to take it back the other way. But Fairbury will play things in off of the far sideline. 10.5 seconds to play. In the second quarter, 22-21. Hawkins with a 1-point advantage. It's going to be Fairbury inbounding the ball. Miranda Barber has got it. Out here in 3-point territory. Ball poked away. Osborne has got it now. They get it to a Barber. Entry pass deflected out of bounds. And now a foul is called with 3 seconds remaining here in this second quarter. Audrey Gaspers picks up a personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's her first. That's only the 15th foul in the Hawkins, so no free throws here. It'll be Fairbury playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Cromer gets it to Mandy Osborne. Sends it back inside. It's going to be intercepted. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. They've reached halftime here tonight. Girls High School basketball at 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia will have the lead after the first two quarters. At halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 22, Fairbury 21. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West First, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at York High School at halftime. The girls Class C1 Subdistrict 6 basketball tournament here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia and Fairbury going at it here tonight. 22-21 is our score to break. St. Cecilia out on top by a point. Fairbury had a 5-point lead there in the second period, but St. Cecilia closing with five straight points, and they've got a 22-21 advantage here at halftime over Fairbury. So far for St. Cecilia, it is Abby Jackson leading the way. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Kylie Cromer has got a total of 8 points for Fairbury. But again, Fairbury hanging tough with the top-seeded St. Cecilia Hawkettes here in the first half. 22-21 is our score here at halftime. This is the first game of two tonight here on 1230 KHIS. The second ball game will match up the second and third seeds here in the tournament. Adams Central at 13-8, and the Fillmore Central Panthers come in a mark of 11 wins and 9 losses on the season. As Tim Marker, the head coach for Adams Central, will join us here at halftime. And, Coach, kind of an interesting ball game there in the first half. What have you seen so far of these two ball clubs?
It's one of those nights. I think you're at the sub-districts. You're at a different facility here, and, you know, the surroundings are different, and it seems like St. Cecilia is struggling a little bit as far as shooting-wise. Not just from, you know, the top of the key with the open background, but also inside a little bit, and having a little trouble with Fairbury's height right now. Fairbury's getting on the offensive boards pretty good and getting some shots up and getting a lot of their shots to go down. So, you know, it's kind of two different squads here. One is bigger, and they kind of appear to be, running more of a half-court set, and St. Cecilia would like to get up and down a little bit more, and Fairbury's doing a good job of slowing them down and kind of controlling the clock a little.
Fairbury having all kinds of problems with the St. Cecilia pressure. We've got them with a ton of turnovers so far in this first half of play. It looks like they're just having a tough time matching up with St. Cecilia's defense right now.
Yeah, it does look that way, and I think that's where St. has the advantage is with the quickness up there with their guards. And once they get past half court, then the advantage maybe switches over where Fairbury's able to get into their half court sets and get the ball inside on them and get some putbacks. The turnovers so far, Fairbury's done a nice job of not letting the turnovers convert into points directly. So they have had turnovers, but they're doing a good job of keeping St. Cecilia out of there as far as points off of turnovers and making them earn everything and had a little trouble getting some shots to go so far.
22-21 is our score at halftime. Again, it's St. Cecilia out on top of the Fairbury Chiefs. That's one part of the semifinal. The second part is coming up next as your ball club, Adams Central, gets set to take on Fillmore Central tonight. Adams Central at 13-8 in the season. Fillmore Central coming in at 11-9. Just to talk about the matchup, you guys are winning your last ball game as you knocked off Ravenna 55-46. A big momentum boost after you guys lost the three preseason games before that.
Yeah, it was. That's something we definitely needed in order to get us going here into sub-district competition. It was a great win for our girls. They're really proud of being able to finally get a win over Ravenna, and Ravenna's a tough team. They play really good defense, and we were able to play good enough defense. We think that bothered their shooters a little bit, and they didn't shoot very well, so their three-point percentage was down, and that's something that they really rely on. So our girls were able to control the boards again, and Jalinda had a great night, 20 points, 20 rebounds, and just did a phenomenal job inside. And then we had everybody else do their job as well. Leslie comes off the bench and gives us some big points, and Carrie Coates gets back on the board again. She's kind of struggled a little bit after her 19-point game in conference, and so kind of getting everybody going again a little bit. And we went to our bench with a couple of freshmen, and they came in and gave us good minutes defensively and really didn't hurt us offensively, so there were a lot of good things that happened that night.
Nice thing about it, you can now go to the postseason, get three wins, you get down to state, win a couple of games here in the sub-district, and then a district championship, and get down to state. So if you guys can put together a three- or four-game winning streak here at the end, you can get down to Lincoln, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that, you know, this side is definitely open. Fillmore's a good team on the other side that we have to play tonight that has a lot of talent. They're a young team that's going to be good for a while. You know, and is athletic, and they can match up. They had a tough matchup with St. Cecilia earlier in the year, and this is the first time we haven't played them in several years, and so we haven't matched up against them yet, and, you know, we still kind of, you know, know them and remember them and everything, so this is kind of like our season game here. But it's, you know, this side on paper maybe has an advantage over the other side, but, you know, I'm sure we'll see that throughout the sub-district that what you have on paper doesn't help you out on the floor very much.
Now, too bad they don't play those games on paper sometimes.
Yeah.
The Panthers come in a record of 11 wins and 9 losses on the season. I guess as we look at their team, Maggie Malone is one girl that stands out right away. She's averaging in double figures, 10 points and about 4 rebounds per game. Looks like she's one of the two quarterbacks on the team anyway. She's got 1.8 assists and 3.4 steals per ball game. Talk about Maggie.
Yeah, Maggie is just a great athlete. She's somebody that has been a good athlete. She played a lot as a freshman, and now she's a sophomore, so it's that second year and taking a little bit more of the leadership. And she does have another quarterback out there, Jenny Kleinsmith, able to run the floor a lot. And that's what those two girls really like to do is get up and down in transition and get a lot of points quick. You know, the games that I've watched and things I've watched, they really want to get up and down the floor and see what they can get in transition. And then they do have a nice post player inside in Broman that they can go to inside, and she can clean up the boards for them. And Maggie also does a great job of getting to the board. She's just a good jumper, a good athlete, an all-around really good player for a sophomore. And you know, they're really sophomore-dominated. They've got some good talent in that grade.
They average about 42 points per ball game. So between Maggie's 10.8 and Jenny's 9.8, they got to roughly 20 out of the 42 points through those two players.
Yeah, they do, and you know, they do a great job of finding their shots and creating shots, and again, a lot of it comes out of transition. If they come down the floor and somebody doesn't step out and guard them, they'll go ahead and shoot it. You know, it's one of those things where if you're not going to guard me, I'll go ahead and take what you're going to give me, and so we got to make sure we pick them up early and don't let them come down and get set up in those. And you know, Maggie shoots a really good jump shot. You know, a lot of times we kind of call some of the shots that girls will take a jump shot, but if she gets up in the air and has a high release and you don't have much chance to block many of her shots when they're, you know, just the way that she shoots her jump shot. And again, a great rebounder, a great finisher inside. So there's a lot of games where she's probably had more points in the paint than she has from outside. So she's a tough kid to handle.
Coach, do we have an advantage somewhere tonight?
Maybe overall in the post with the athleticism, with Jalinda being a little more athletic. But, you know, their guards are pretty quick. Their guards match up with us really well. And so, you know, it's maybe even there. And hopefully Jalinda gives us a little advantage inside.
Keys for tonight?
Same keys we've always had. We got to take care of the ball, and we got to be able to hit some big shots.
All right, good. Good luck to you.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Game number two coming up tonight at 7:45. Adams Central getting set to take on a Fillmore Central in the second ball game here tonight. We're at halftime here of game number one as Hastings St. Cecilia and Fairbury going at it here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We've got some halftime numbers. We'll get you some scoring here. St. Cecilia led by Abby Jackson. She's got the 6 points in the ball game. 4 for Caitlin Ernst on a field goal and a couple of free throws in the contest. Tessa Kalupa has got 3 points in the ball game. 2 for Libby Kissinger. 2 points for Lexi Schmidt and 2 for Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia is 4 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Fairbury has got 8 points from Tally Cromer here in the first half. 6 from Emily Steele. 3 points for Jensen Cromer. 2 for Meg Ely and 2 for Mandy Osborne. St. Cecilia in the first half had only 26% of their field goals. They were 7 out of 27. Fairbury was 10 out of 19 for 53%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia was 4 out of 10 for 40%. Fairbury was 1 out of 2 for 50%. St. Cecilia getting out and rebounded in the ball game 15-8. St. Cecilia holding a 6-4 advantage on the offensive end. Right now, the Hawkettes have their lead on the scoreboard 22-21 as Fairbury swats the ball away here. St. Cecilia had the opening possession of the second half. Immediately a foul is going to be called here. So it's 22-21 our score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the advantage. The foul is going to go on Lexi Schmidt. That's going to be your first. He found number one in the Hawkins. Here's a shot by Steele. It's going to be blocked down there by St. Cecilia. The ball is recovered by the Hawkins, and they run her back the other way. Libby Kissinger has got the ball. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right. Here in the second half of play from York High School, the girls' Class C1 Sub-District 6 basketball tournament tonight on 1230 KHIS. Farmer comes out to Abby Jackson, swings it left side down to Caitlin Ernst. Ernst holds the ball out here in three-point territory, dribbles once against Steele. Comes out to Cherise Farmer. Fairbury has now gone to a man-to-man defense, played a little zone in that first half against St. Cecilia. Here's Jackson at the elbow, left side to Lexi Schmidt. Now inside to Ernst, her shot no good, but she's hacked in the arm. And a foul is going to be called here on Steele. Emily Steele picks up the personal foul for Fairbury. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Jeffs here in the second half. This will be a shooting situation as Caitlin Ernst will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Ernst 2 out of 4 in the first half. And her shot is up there. It is good. St. Cecilia was 4 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. And the Hawkins now have a 2-point advantage, 23-21. First half of basically a seesaw battle. Second shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound. Ernst has the basketball stripped away. Steele grabs it now for Fairbury on the baseline. Steele gets it out of there as they get it to Mandy Osborne. Osborne still in backcourt here. She gets it to a Jensen Cromer. Brings it up behind the screen from Osborne. Races it down the far sideline. Moves it down in the corner. Lob pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Turnover number 13. Check that. Turnover number 18 on Fairbury here in the ball game. Bounce pass in the lane. Deflected away. Scramble is on. It is brought out of there by Fairbury. That is the 10th turnover on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. Mandy Osborne on the dribble. Sends it left side of the lane to Cromer. Her shot is up there from 10. No good. Rebound Ernst for St. Cecilia. They get it to Cherise Farmer. 6.5 to play. Third quarter, 23-21. Hawkins with a 2-point lead here in the sub-district tournament. Lexi Schmidt has got it. Now to Cherise Farmer. Dribbles behind her back. Now to Libby Kissinger. Over here to a Caitlin Ernst on the wing on the right side. Abby Jackson in 3-point territory. Jackson moves to the ball. Now to Kissinger for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Steele for the Fairbury Jeffs. Steele gets it away. Now to Cromer. Down the right sideline as she gets it into the forward court against Cherise Farmer. Here's Mandy Osborne. Just to the right of the lane. Comes over here to Steele. Shot for three is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Abby Jackson for St. Cecilia. Jackson runs it to the near sideline. Gets it ahead to Farmer. Wide open for three. Takes the shot. Rims off. No good. Rebound earns. Follow shot. Good. Caitlin Ernst doing a good job on the offensive boards here tonight for St. Cecilia. Now the Hawkins have a 4-point advantage with 5:38 to play here in quarter number three. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. Down the near sideline is going to be Cromer, and she's going to be hit on the play. A foul will go here on St. Cecilia to go on Kissinger. That's going to be your second. That's going to be team foul number two on the Hawkins here in this second half. Here comes Gaspers back in at second group. Rick McWhorter also checking in with Chanel Farmer. 25-21 our score. We're in the third quarter in girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. And a C2 sub-district going out at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight after the first quarter. Blue Hill and top-seeded Sandy Creek are tied at 12 points apiece. There's a shot for the wing on the right side. It's going to be no good by Shorter. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer runs it back the other way for the Hawkins. Outside, here's a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there. No good by Chanel Farmer. And the rebound comes down to Cromer now for Fairbury. Cromer to Osborne to the far sideline to Jensen Cromer. Down to a Mandy Osborne. Mandy dribbling on the far sideline. Stops there. She's guarded by Tessa Kalupa. Gets the ball away. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul will go here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Cherise Farmer. That's going to be your first. Team foul number three on the Hawkins here in this second half. 25-21. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a shot in the lane. No good there by Cromer, and she's going to be fouled in the play. A foul there on Andre Gaspers. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four on the Hawkins. This will be a shooting situation now for Fairbury. Going to the free throw line for the Jeffs will be Kylie Cromer. She has got 8 points in the ball game. First chance at a free throw tonight. Her shot is up and in. Cromer had 11 points last night in their win over Wilbur Claytonia. Tonight she's got 9. Cromer, a 66% foul shooter on the season. Finds the bucket, lets it fly. That one is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. So it's a 25-22 ball game, and now a palming violation on the Hawkins. As Cherise Farmer was racing down the far sideline, a palming violation is called on her, and that's 11 turnovers now in St. Cecilia. Jackson comes back in. Lexi Schmidt comes back in. Racing St. Cecilia. 4:52 to play here in the third quarter, 25-22. Hawkins leading by three. And Fairbury will look to play things in here in backcourt. They will. Jensen Cromer has got it. She'll bring it up against Jackson. Cromer behind the screen. Moves it to the near side. Now the ball poked away by Jackson out of bounds. So Fairbury will play things in right in front of the Jeffs bench. Just to the left of the scorers table here on the near sideline. They're down by 3 points. Entry pass is going to be deflected by Jackson. And the ball is brought down here by Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa has got it down for St. Cecilia. Throws it to the right side of the lane to Brooke McWhorter. Dribbles once. McWhorter out to Abby. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good. Abby Jackson hits her third three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 9 points, and St. Cecilia has opened up a 28-22 advantage. Racing back the other way. Driving layup. No good. Rebound Cromer. Foul is called. Ely misses the first shot there for Fairbury. Cromer was right there for the Jeffs, and now a personal foul called on Lexi Schmidt of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. So now the Hawkettes have their biggest lead of the ball game at 28-22. Mandy Osborne has got it for Fairbury. Comes up high to Cromer. Entry pass inside. Stop of Mandy Osborne is up and in. Mandy now in 4 points in the ball game. She had 18 in the victory last night over Wilbur-Claytonia. So, Fairbury is back to within 4 points, 28-24. Here's Gaspers. She dribbles inside, and she can be fouled in a play as she goes up for the shot. A lot of traffic in there, and a personal foul is going to be called on the Jeffs. It's going to go on Sydney Schroeder. That's going to be your third. So three fouls now on Schroeder, team foul number two on the Jeffs here in the second half of play. Audrey Gaspers to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Her shot is up there and in. Gaspers, a 66% foul shooter on the season, hits her first free throw here. 29-24 now, St. Cecilia leading by 5 points as Gaspers will have one more. Audrey, a 66% foul shooter, 31% from the field, and 20% from three-point territory as she hits her second one right here. And for the second time here in the quarter, St. Cecilia has now got a six-point advantage and now a quick five-second call here on Fairbury. Unable to inbound the basketball. That's the 20th turnover on the Jeffs here in this basketball game, and St. Cecilia will get it. Underneath their own basket with 4:05 to play in the third. Jackson will play things in to Libby Kissinger to Jackson. Entry pass over the head of Schmidt. The ball taken out of there. Now a jump ball is called. The pass was too high for Schmidt. She couldn't handle it. She was tied up in the play by Cromer, but then Schmidt comes back and gets the jump ball and gets it right back as the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. Hawkins will play with it now against the zone defense from Fairbury. That's Abby Jackson. Free throw line extended left side with the ball. Jackson comes out to Cerise Farmer. Under 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with a six-point lead. Libby Kissinger outside to Farmer, not at Jackson. Jackson takes it to Audrey Gaspers, fakes the jumper, now drives it inside, loses control of the ball, and it's brought down here by Meg Ely. Ely has got it now to Cromer down the far sideline for Fairbury. Stops. We got a foul call. This could be an offensive foul. It's going to be called here on the Jensen Cromer. Bringing the ball to four there for Fairbury. The Jeff fans don't like that call. The Jeffs give it right back to St. Cecilia with 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 30-24. Hawkins with a 6-point advantage. Here's Cerise Farmer. She loses the ball just as he crosses the 10-second line. Barber picks it up in the lane now to Osborne. Her driving layup, no good, as she's fouled on the play. So Farmer just lost the ball, dribbling up the floor there. Picked up by Fairbury, and then a personal foul is going to be called on Farmer. So Cerise, a couple of mistakes there for the Hawkins. Going to the free throw line will be Mandy Osborne. Now for Fairbury, she's got 4 points in the ball game. Make it five as that one goes down. Osborne is a 55% foul shooter on the season. 30-25 the score. Here comes the next one. That is good. So Osborne hits a pair. End of the contest now is Nicole Vernon. Coming out going to be Osborne. 30-26 the score now. St. Cecilia leading by four. The winner plays on Thursday against either Adams Central or Fillmore Central for the sub-district championship. The loser is finished for the season. As a pass to Agley across the lane to Cerise Farmer. Then she sends it back into the lane. It's going to be out of bounds. Not touched there by Fairbury, so it goes out of bounds. And the Hawkins turn it over for the 14th time here tonight. 3:12 remaining in the third quarter. St. Cecilia applying some pressure here in backcourt. Fairbury, long pass down to four. They get it to Ely. She can't catch up with it. It goes out of bounds. And now what do we have here? The officials say it was touched. And St. Cecilia will play it in here in backcourt. So the Hawkins will play things in backcourt. 30-26 is the score. There's Sharice Farmer with the ball for St. Cecilia. Open for three, takes the shot and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Cromer for Fairbury. Double team here in backcourt. Gets the ball away. There's Kylie Cromer with it now. Gilman with the ball. Trying to get it off to her sister, Jensen. Mishandles the ball. And now we have got a timeout call. Sharice Farmer had the ball on the far sideline. Fairbury was still fighting for it over there. And John Kyle hops up and calls the timeout. And they grant him the timeout here, so St. Cecilia will have possession of the ball on the far sideline with 2 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 30, Fairbury 26.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
KHAS.
C29 Sub-District Tournament, Hastings St. Cecilia, halftime, Blue Hill 19, Sandy Creek 19. There's a driving lay up there. It's going to be no good by Kissinger, and the ball is brought out of there by Fairbury. 30-26 here. Hastings St. Cecilia up by 4. Entry pass to Vernon, turnaround jumper on the low block, no good. Rebound Steele, follow shot is up there. It is good, and she's fouled the play. It just went down the hole there for Emily Steele. And she is fouled on the play here by the Hawkettes. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Lexi Schmidt. That's going to be her third. So Emily Steele gets the field goal there for Fairbury. So a surprise maybe at the Chapman Gym. Blue Hill 19, Sandy Creek 19. Girls high school basketball tonight. That is at halftime. It is now 30-28 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point advantage over Fairbury. Shot by Steele at the free throw line. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Jess Vernon, but she was on the end line. So Vernon got the offensive board there after the missed free throw, but she was probably being out of bounds underneath the basket. So the score remains at 30-28, 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in this third quarter from the home of the Dukes, York High School. Tessa Kalupa with the ball out in three-point territory. It's now a man-to-man defense here for Fairbury. Dribbling into the lane as Schmidt is on his up and in. Lexi Schmidt gets her second field goal of the ball game. 32-28 now. St. Cecilia with the lead. Pass down to four. Vernon has got it. Drives around Ernst. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting back there defensively for St. Cecilia was Tessa Kalupa. End of the ball game now for the Hawkettes will be Audrey Gaspers. Going out will be Abby Jackson. 2:02 remaining third quarter. 32-28. St. Cecilia leading by 4 points. Steal the ball for Fairbury. Comes out here to Miranda Barber, inside to Steele. Her shot over Ernst is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound, contact made, foul called. Personal is going to go on Steele. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Jeffs here in the ballgame. A minute and 54 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia holding on to a 32-28 advantage. Sharice Farmer with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Goes over to Lexi Schmidt. Out of Tessa Kalupa. There's pass to Ernst. She has it stripped away. It's brought down by Steele. She drives for the hole. Shot is up there in the air, and she's fouled in the play. Emily Steele gets the steal there for Fairbury. Takes it right down to 4, and she is fouled on the play. And now Steele will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. It is now a 32-30 ball game in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes have led by 6 a couple of times here in this third period. And Steele trying to make this a 3-point play. She will toe the mark here for the Jeffs. A minute and 39 seconds to play. The shot is up and in. So a 3-point play there by Emily Steele. And St. Cecilia's lead is now down to 1 point, 32-31. A minute and 35 seconds to play here in this third quarter from York High School. Lexi Schmidt outside. Audrey Gaspers for 3. Shot good. And Gaspers knocks down a 3-point. She's been hitting only 20% of her 3s so far this year. He steps up and knocks that baby down just to the left of the lane. There's Steele at the other end. Her shot is up and in. Emily Steele puts the ball to the basket there. That's 13 points now for Steele. It's a 2-point ball game. Here's Farmer driving for the hole, and she's fouling the way in. Therese Farmer's fouling the way in here. The personal is going to be whistled on Mandy Osborne. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Jeffs. In the third quarter, but this will be a shooting situation as Sharice Farmer will go to the free throw line here for the Hawkettes. She is a 62% foul shooter in the season, 22 out of 35 coming in here, averaging 7.5 points per ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. Bomber now with 4 here in this contest. And in the ball game for St. Cecilia, Brick McWhorter coming out is going to be Lexi Schmidt. 36-33. The Hawkettes are leading by 3 points here in the opening round of the sub-district tournament. Winner plays on Thursday. The loser is finished for the season. Big shot is up there. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Emily Steele. So it's 36-33. Hawkins with a three-point advantage. Here comes Cromer down the far sideline to get it into the lane to Kylie Cromer. She is surrounded. Now a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be whistled on Cherise Farmer. That's going to be your third. And going to the free throw line for Fairbury is going to be Kylie Cromer. She got 9 points in the basketball game for the Jeffs. Cherise Farmer checks out. Here comes Jackson back in there for St. Cecilia. There's a shot from the line. It's up there and in by Cromer. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. 10 points in the ball game. Had 11 last night in their win over Wervil Claytonia, 59-46. So Cromer will have one more. That makes the score 36-34 in favor of the Hawkettes with the 57 seconds remaining. Out of the scores table is going to be Nicole Vernon, and she will check in. Now, some problems here at the scores table here, as they will have to get this all situated. 57 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It is 36-34, St. Cecilia with a two-point advantage. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and across the nation and around the world on a World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. First game of two here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We'll have the other semifinal ball game coming up next between Adams Central and Fillmore Central. They whistled that last foul on Libby Kissinger instead of Cherise Farmer. So they make that change in the scorebook. Here's a shot for the free throw line. No good. And the rebound taken down on the hop there by Andre Gaspers of St. Cecilia. So it's a 36-34 ball game. The Hawkettes have a two-point advantage. Kissinger comes over here, right side of the lane to Brick McWhorter. Inside, they get it to Jackson. Down in the corner, now to Kalupa. Her shot is up and in for three. Tessa Kalupa hits her second three-pointer. And St. Cecilia again has a five-point lead, 39-34. Thusher in backcourt. Barber gets it into the offensive zone to Cromer. Cromer down the far side, and now she throws the ball into the backcourt. It comes to the near sideline, over and back violation. Fairbury turns over for the 23rd time here in the basketball game, and now St. Cecilia with 26.1 seconds to play. We're inbound the ball right in front of the scores table. St. Cecilia with a five-point lead. They have led by as many as 6 here in the second half, at 28-22 and at 30-24. Hawkins have a one-point advantage at halftime, 22-21. So St. Cecilia with the ball. Jackson for three, in and out, off of the right side, no good. And the rebound comes down to Fairbury. Callie Cromer with the board, gets it ahead. The ball mishandled here by Vernon. Another turnover on Fairbury. St. Cecilia now with 6 seconds on the clock here in the third quarter. They get it inside. That's Lexi Schmidt. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Cromer, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Girls Class C1. Sub-District 6 basketball tournament after 3. Hastings St. Cecilia 39, Fairbury 34.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/Crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Back at York High School, the home of the Dukes. High school basketball from the girls class C1 sub-district 6 tournament as we start the fourth and final quarter. 39-34 is the score. Fairbury is down by 5 points. Jeff's out of the ball on the opening possession as he gets it down low. It's going to be stripped away from Mandy Osborne, and the ball is brought back the other way by St. Cecilia. Turnover number 25 on the Jets in this contest. Cerise Farmer has got it now for St. Cecilia as the Hawks work with a five-point lead. Here's Schmitterson is up and in. Well, actually, just to the right of the basket scores, and St. Cecilia has opened up a seven-point advantage now at 41-34. Mandy Osborne now for Fairbury. Nice pass into the lane. Steele. Her shot is up there, and she misses the easy one. Down for the rebound, and we had a jump ball called. Steele misses the easy one there. Steele came down with the rebound, but she was tied up in the play, and the arrow was pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So now the Hawkettes have opened up a seven-point lead here, 41-34 with 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. This is the biggest lead of the ball game. Fairbury's playing the Hawkettes tough here tonight. There's a Cerise Farmer driving down the right side of the lane. Goes up with a shot, and it's blocked out of her hands. Sliding over there was Meg Ely for Fairbury getting the block. St. Cecilia will inbound baseline left side underneath her own basket. Tessa Kalupa hangs out on the ball for St. Cecilia. Down in the corner to Brick McWhorter. Back outside, a long three by Farmer. No good. Rebound comes out long. Down in the corner, Farmer had it and lost it out of bounds. So it's going to be Fairbury in and, inbounding the ball here in back quarter, 7:06 remaining in the contest. Adams Central and Fillmore Central coming up next, the other semifinal game here from York. That's game number two here tonight. Steele gets the ball ahead to Meg Ely. She drives, her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Farmer. Farmer races back the other way. Left-handed dribble. Now she switches hands. Come over here to Abby Jackson. Back out to Farmer. Wide open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. Cerise Farmer hits the three ball there for St. Cecilia. That's her second three. And now the Hawkettes have their biggest lead of the ball game, and we've got a timeout. St. Cecilia is up by double digits for the first time here tonight. 6 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 44, Fairbury 34.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Winner of this ball game will move on to the sub-district championship game on Thursday night here at York High School. That will be a 7:30 contest. If either St. Cecilia or Adams Central wins tonight, we'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15. Tomorrow night we'll be in Blair, Hastings College, taking on the Dana College Vikings in men's play. We'll have that game for you beginning at 7:15 tomorrow night from the Gardner Hawks Center in Blair. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be stolen away by St. Cecilia, and Lexi Schmidt gets the field goal for the Hawkettes. Another turnover on Fairbury. Boy, they're being crushed by those here tonight. St. Cecilia has now opened up a 12-point lead, 46-34. Here's a long-range jumper by Osborne up and in. Mandy Osborne now with 9 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia has got a 9-point lead at 46-37. Hawkettes working with the ball now in their offensive zone. Abby Jackson from the top of the key. Her shot is good, and she's fouled. Abby Jackson hits the three-pointer there for St. Cecilia. She's now got 12 points in the ballgame, and a foul is going to be called here on Fairbury. The three-pointer is good, and the foul is going to be called on Meg Ely. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number six on the Fairbury Jets. And now instead of a four-point play, St. Cecilia has a chance at a five-point play or a six-point play here as they will inbound off of the far sideline. So Abby Jackson hits the three. That makes it a 49-37 ball game, and St. Cecilia gets the ball here. On the left wing, that's Lexi Schmidt. Comes outside the three-point arc now. The Cerise Farmer to Andre Gaspers. Gaspers fakes the pass, drives it into the lane. Her shot off of the window is going to be no good. And the ball is ripped out of there by Fairbury. Dribbling out of there is going to be Osborne. Her pass to the 10-second line is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kissinger. Another turnover on Fairbury. Out of Jackson. 5:54 to play. Entry pass is deflected away by Fairbury as they try to work it into Alexi Schmidt. Now we got a double dribble violation in backcourt on Fairbury. So Fairbury getting the turnovers here. And now they get called for the double dribble violation in backcourt, and now Fairbury wants to call a timeout. The Jets want to talk things over with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 49, Fairbury 37.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Third quarter stats here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia, 5 out of 15 from the field, 33%. Fairbury was 4 out of 10 for 40%. Three-pointers, it was Fairbury 0 out of 1 in the third period. St. Cecilia was 3 out of 8. Fairbury out-rebounding St. Cecilia 10 to 8 in that third quarter. St. Cecilia had 4 turnovers. Fairbury had 8. And adjust for the ball game now. 28 turnovers against the St. Cecilia defense. The Hawkeyes have built a 12-point lead now at 49-37. This is a one-point ball game at halftime, 22-21. Hawkeyes have the ball in their offensive zone. They come out to Sharice Farmer. Farmer dribbling out here near the 10-second line, and now Fairbury. Looks like they've gone back to their zone defense, a 2-3 zone here. They played zone early and then went man, and now they're back to a zone defense here late in the ball game, trailing by 12 points at 49-37. Now the Hawkeyes just going to pull it out here and throw the ball out here in three-point territory. Jackson to Farmer. Brings it back to Abby Jackson on the far sideline. Abby puts it on the floor, dribbles to the center of the place now. To Andre Gaspers, now to Sharice Farmer, and now Fairbury has gone back to the man-to-man defense. St. Cecilia was going to pull him out there. They just threw the ball out in three-point territory. So St. Cecilia now works against the man-to-man. Abby Jackson comes across the top to Andre Gaspers. 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with a 12-point lead. 49-37. Hawkeyes maybe going to run some clock here in this fourth period. Libby Kissinger has got it. Kissinger comes out to Abby Jackson. Jackson dribbling with the ball out near the 10-second line. Ball poked away. Jackson recovers. Gets it into the hands of Andre Gaspers. Double team, and now a foul is going to be called. A foul here on Fairbury. It'll go on Jensen Cromer. That's going to be your third. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Fairbury. And check that team foul. I was right the first time. Team foul number 7 on Fairbury. Going to the free throw line for a 1-1 is going to be Gaspers. She got 5 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 for the stripe. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. She drains that one. Gaspers now is 6 in the ball game. She's a 66% foul shooter on the season. And the Hawkeyes have a 13-point lead now at 50-37. Next shot is up there by Gaspers. That one hits the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Steele. But St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead in the third quarter, or actually the fourth quarter now. Cromer has got the ball for Fairbury. Comes down the near sideline. It's going to be tossed out of bounds. St. Cecilia led 13-11 at the end of one quarter, 22-21 at halftime, 39-34 after three. And now the Hawkeyes have a 13-point advantage as Fairbury scored only 3 points. They've been outscored 11-3 here in the fourth quarter by St. Cecilia. Hawkeyes in their man-to-man defense. There's an entry pass. It's going to be deflected away by Gaspers, and the ball's going to be recovered here by St. Cecilia's Sharice Farmer. Farmer now to Andre Gaspers. Now to Tessa Kalupa as St. Cecilia sets up offensively. There's Brick McWhorter just on the left side of the lane. Dribbles once. Comes out to Lexi Schmidt. Fairbury in the man-to-man. Schmidt gets the ball in the hands now of Sharice Farmer. Now to Gaspers. Not about pulling the trigger from three, but pulls it back down to Brick McWhorter. Out in the corner now, they work it back outside the three-point arc. We're down to 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia has got a 13-point lead. It is 50-37. Hawkeyes looking to advance here in the sub-district basketball tournament. The quarter's pass down low is deflected, then a foul is going to be called. They try to hammer it inside to Lexi Schmidt. Foul is going to go here on Fairbury. That's going to be their 8th team foul. It's going to go on Cromer. That's going to be your 2nd. So now Lexi Schmidt will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. One of the better foul shooters on the team at 71%. 56 out of 78 coming to the ball game here tonight, averaging 12 points per ball game. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Lexi now with 9 points in the contest here for the Hawkeyes. St. Cecilia looking for their 13th win of the season here tonight. They have won 6 out of their last 7 games, and they have won 4 games in a row. Here's the next shot. It is up there. It is good by Lexi. She's now got 10 points in the contest. She is going to check out. Here comes Libby Kissinger back in. And St. Cecilia now with a 15-point lead over Fairbury. They've outscored the Jets 13-3 here in the fourth quarter now. It's Fairbury looks to play things in. Trouble again in the corners. Barber gets the ball away. Gets into the hands of Cromer down the far sideline. Into the forecourt now to Sidney Schroeder. Schroeder picked up there by Kissinger. Schroeder gets away, dribbles inside. The ball is lost out of her hands and knocked out of her hands. Out of bounds, and Fairbury will play things in. So Fairbury will play things in. Left side of the basket down here on the baseline. Callie Cromer will inbound. Down in the corner to Miranda Osborne, and she can be fouled in the play here by Libby Kissinger. The fourth foul on Libby in the ball game. Team foul number 9 on the Hawkeyes. So this will be a 1-1 situation now by Mandy Osborne. Game number 2 coming up next between the Adams Central Patriots and the Fillmore Central Panthers here in the sub-district tournament. Next shot is up there. It is good by Mandy Osborne from the free throw line. She's now in double figures with 10. She's the girl who scored 18 points last night in their play-in victory over Wilbur Claytonia. Fairbury is the number 4 seed here in the sub-district tournament. St. Cecilia, the number 1 seed. Next shot is up there. It is good by Mandy. She's now got 11. The St. Cecilia lead is now 13 points at 52-39. As St. Cecilia looks to inbound, there's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson gets into the forecourt. Long pass, Tessa Kaluka chases it down in the corner of the right side and then dribbles out into three-point territory. The Cherise Farmer spins out here in three-point territory, gets it away, Tessa Kaluka. Kaluka puts it on the floor, dribbles out here near the 10-second line. Kaluka bounce pass now to Jackson. 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Hawkeyes have a 13-point advantage, 52-39. On the wing on the left side is Brick McWhorter. McWhorter has the ball tipped away, and it's going to be picked up here by Cromer. A turnover on the Hawkeyes. That's their 16th of the ball game. Here comes Fairbury back, and they throw the ball away. Meg Healy had it in her hands. It was sizing up a 15-foot jumper off the left baseline and just lost the ball out of bounds. Another turnover on Fairbury. I've got him now with 30 turnovers here in the contest against the St. Cecilia defense. And now being knocked down in the backcourt is Tessa Kaluka. And a foul is going to be called here on Meg Healy. That's going to be her fourth. So 30 turnovers on Fairbury here in this contest. St. Cecilia has turned over 16 times. That's going to be the 10th team foul on Fairbury. And going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia is going to be Tessa Kaluka. She has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. Kissinger comes in. Farmer comes out. 2:43 remaining here in this fourth quarter. 52-39, St. Cecilia with the lead. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Kaluka. She is a 78% foul shooter in the season. Now 19 out of 24 from the free throw line. Kaluka with 7 points here in the contest. Next one is up there. It is good. So St. Cecilia now leading by 15 points again. For the second time here in the fourth quarter, it is 54-39. Fairbury with the ball. Here's Cromer. Comes outside. Osborne throws it back down in the corner, and Cromer can't get there. It goes out of bounds. Another turnover here on Fairbury. And St. Cecilia will now bring the ball back up the floor. 2 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 54-39, St. Cecilia with the lead. Tessa Kaluka will inbound to Abby Jackson. She's fouled here in backcourt by Cromer. Jensen Cromer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your fourth. Team foul number 10-plus on Fairbury here in the second half. And Abby Jackson goes to the free throw line here for the Hawkeyes. Abby has knocked down 4 3-pointers in the ballgame. She's got 12 points. And she's leading St. Cecilia in scoring here tonight. Abby will have 2 shots here as Fairbury is over the 10-foul limit. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Jackson. He has now got 13 in the ballgame. Here comes Emily Steele back into the contest now for Fairbury. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Fairbury has scored only 5 points here in this fourth quarter. Next shot is up there by Jackson. It is good. So Abby now with 14 in the contest. Into the ball game, Chanel Farmer. Coming out is going to be Jackson. 56-39. St. Cecilia with the advantage, and it appears the Hawkeyes will move on to the semifinals. The finals here in the sub-district tournament. There's a 5-second violation called in Fairbury, unable to get the ball inbounded there for the Jets. There's 32 turnovers now in Fairbury in the ballgame. Libby Kissinger has got it way outside now for St. Cecilia. Over to Audrey Gaspers, free throw on extended left side. Back out to Tessa Kaluka, brings it back to the left sideline. Lexi Schmidt has got it now. Schmidt out of Tessa Kaluka, puts it on the floor, circles back around out near the 10-second line. She gets rid of it. There's Libby Kissinger with the ball behind the screen here on the near side. Kissinger, rainbow pass goes to Kalupa again as St. Cecilia just runs some clock, and now we've got a timeout from head coach John Kyle. The Hawkettes will call a timeout, 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score, St. Cecilia 56, Fairbury 39.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. 56-39 is our score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by 17 points. The biggest lead of the contest. Hawkins have the ball in their offensive zone. Chanel Farmer goes over to Audrey Gaspers. Gaspers puts it on the floor, dribbles up high on the block. Gaspers now in trouble, gets it away. Farmer has got it. Out of Libby Kissinger. Libby looking to penetrate. Bounce pass comes over here to Tessa Kalupa. St. Cecilia running some clock now as Fairbury's kind of in a double bonus situation. They got a 17-point lead. Tessa Kalupa just dribbling with the ball. They're playing keep away from Fairbury right now. Near sideline, Audrey Gaspers has got it. Gaspers, double team, still has it. And now a jump ball is going to be called. Getting their hands in there was it Jensen Cromer for Fairbury. And the arrow is going to be pointing in favor of the Jets. And now the Fairbury Jets will sub here with a minute and 24 seconds to play here in this fourth and final quarter, and John Kyle will do the same. Jamie Williams is going to check in. Sarah Gettert is going to check in now for Hastings St. Cecilia. And Jordan Nicola will also check in. So a minute and 24 seconds to play. St. Cecilia is going to move on here to the sub-district finals coming up on Thursday night, 7:30 starting time against either Adams Central or Fillmore Central. Those two teams will play in the second ball game here tonight. Here's a Fairbury with the ball, and now they turn it over again. They're trying to take it down on the low block. It was mishandled out of bounds. That's 33 turnovers on Fairbury here in the ball game. St. Cecilia comes back the other direction. Chanel Farmer, waist-high dribble across the 10-second line. Goes over to Caitlin Ernst. Cross-court pass comes to Jamie Williams. Down in the corner now to a Jordan Nicholas. John Kyle with his second and third teamers out there to mop up in this final minute. There's the pass to the top of the key. Mishandled. There's a scramble on. A jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Hawkettes. So St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline with 55 seconds to play. St. Cecilia is going to improve to 13 wins and 7 losses after this one. Fairbury will end their year with a mark of 8-13. Jeff's winning in the bunny bracket game last night, but unable to stay with St. Cecilia here tonight for the four quarters. Fairbury on top in the first half, trailing 22-21 at halftime. St. Cecilia using this big fourth quarter to extend out their lead. We're down to 30 seconds to play. Gettert comes out here to Chanel Farmer to the near sideline now to Jamie Williams. That is Chanel Farmer. Diagonal pass to the far side to a Sarah Gettert. Gettert now to a Jordan Nicola to the free throw line to get it to Sarah Gettert. Out of Nicola again, circles around his screen, takes it down the right side of the lane, jump pass, goes inside, grabbing the ball, shooting and missing is Ernst. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. So St. Cecilia will play things in, baseline left side, underneath their own basket with 10 seconds to play, still a 56-39 advantage here for the Hawkettes. Gettert will inbound the ball for St. Cecilia, down in the corner, long-range jumper put up there, it's no good by Chanel Farmer. Long rebound, tapped out to the 10-second line, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's a shot taken from the left side, no good by Gettert. Rebound comes down to Fairbury, and that's the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight on 1230 KHAS here in the sub-district tournament. St. Cecilia knocking off the four-seeded Fairbury Jets here tonight by a score of 56-39. So the top-seeded Hawkettes will move on to play either Adams Central or Fillmore Central in the sub-district final coming up on Thursday night at 7:30, right back here at York High School. Hastings St. Cecilia picking up the win here tonight over Fairbury. The final score, 56-39. Back with a recap after this.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Back at York High School here tonight, the girls class C2, sub-district 6 basketball tournament here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia, the top seed here in the sub-district tournament, taking care of business here tonight as they knock off Fairbury by a score of 56-39. St. Cecilia improves to 13 wins and 7 losses on the season. They'll play in the sub-district final on Thursday night at 7:30 against either Adams Central or Fillmore Central. Those two teams will lock her up here in game number 2 here tonight. Fairbury will end their season with a mark of 8 wins and 13 losses. A seesaw battle in the first quarter of play. Each team led by as many as 2 points there in the first quarter. St. Cecilia led at the end of the first period by a score of 13-11. Hawkins opened up a 3-point lead in the second period at 16-13. Fillmore Central, rather a Fairbury, had a 4-point lead at one time at 21-17, but St. Cecilia comes back to score the final 5 points of the second quarter to grab a 22-21 advantage at halftime. St. Cecilia led 39-34 after three, and then the Hawkettes really own the fourth and final quarter as they outscore the Fairbury Jeffs 17-5 in the fourth quarter. And St. Cecilia goes on to win tonight by a score of 56-39. For Fairbury in the ball game tonight, it was Emily Steele leading the way. She had 13 points in the basketball game. Mandy Osborne had 11. Kylie Cromer had 10 points. 3 points for Jensen Cromer and 2 for Meg Ely. Fairbury, 7 out of 10 in the free throw department here tonight. And unofficially, they had 33 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia had 17 turnovers tonight. The Hawkettes hit 15 out of 17 from the free throw line. They were led by Abby Jackson as she scores 14 points in the ball game. Lexi Schmidt had 10. The only two Hawkettes hit double figures here tonight. Abby Jackson's 14. Lexi Schmidt had 10. The other scorers, Caitlin Ernst had 7 points. Cherise Farmer had 7. 8 points tonight for Tessa Kalupa. 6 for Audrey Gaspers. 2 points for Libby Kissinger and 2 for Chanel Farmer. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight by a score of 56-39 over Fairbury. Hastings St. Cecilia moves on to the finals coming up on Thursday night at 7:30. Fairbury's season is over. A mark of 8 wins and 13 losses. Stick around. We have got game number 2 of our high school basketball doubleheader coming up in just a couple of minutes. That will pit the Adams Central Patriots up against Fillmore Central, with the winner advancing to the Thursday night final coming up. Again, St. Cecilia wins this one. Game number 1 here tonight. The Hawkins 56, Fairbury 39. We'll send you back to the radio station for a few minutes. We'll come back here. The tip-off of the second ball game about 15 minutes away. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHAS. Again, the first ball game, Hastings St. Cecilia 56, Fairbury 39.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is moments away on your source for sports, 1230 KHAS.